With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Airlines are confident they can handle the crowds as the holiday travel season peaks. But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there could be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
A Pacific storm that pounded California's coastal areas and stranded motorists poised to pounce on the southeastern area of the state through Friday. National Weather Service says showers and thunderstorms will bring flood threats to sweeping areas extending from San Diego into the Mojave Desert and even into parts of Arizona. Also at SRNnews.com, it's a rare show of bipartisanship, but members of Congress want to make it harder for the government to take your cash without charging you with a crime.
A House bill to change civil asset forfeiture laws is closer than ever to becoming law. The bill, known as the FAIR Act, has 18 co-sponsors divided evenly between the two parties. It would increase the standard of proof for the government to keep money after it is seized in airports or anywhere else. The measure passed the fractured House Judiciary Committee with unanimous support. It's now up to leadership to decide whether it gets a vote on the House floor. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Honda recalling more than 2.5 million vehicles in the U.S. due to a fuel pump defect that can increase risks of engine failure or stalling while you're driving. The automaker will replace fuel pumps for all vehicles impacted by the recall at no cost, but it's going to be in a staggered approach, and owner notification letters aren't going to go out until the beginning of February, according to the company. This is SRN News. A lawsuit filed by the ACLU in Montana challenging the definition of the word sex.
A new Montana law defines the word sex throughout state code as only male or female based on a person's biology at birth. The plaintiffs argued this week that the definition is too narrow. They said it denies legal recognition and protections to transgender, two-spirit, and intersex individuals. The sponsor of the legislation said the definition was needed to clarify from a legal standpoint that the words sex and gender are not interchangeable. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The family of an elder in a Chinese church says he's been detained and accused of fraud. Christian rights group China Aid says it's part of a larger crackdown by Chinese authorities on house churches or informal churches not registered with the government. Many Chinese say joining a state church means worshiping the supremacy of the Communist Party over God, which they reject. SRN News. Turning overseas, multiple deaths, including the shooter and a mass shooting in the Czech Republic. For the latest on the story, we turn to correspondent Mike Hempen with this report.
Ambulances speeding across a bridge in downtown Prague following a mass shooting at a university. Authorities say an armed man opened fire in the philosophy department at Charles University, killing at least 15 people in one of the Czech Republic's worst mass shootings. Investigators say the shooter was a student at the university. The building faces a bridge across the river with a view of Prague Castle, the seat of the Czech presidency. Police gave no details about the victims or a possible motive, but the Czech interior minister says investigators do not suspect a link to any extremist ideology or group. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.